Welcome to the Legendary Emo Dragon Show. I'm your host, Emo Dragon, and if you read the title, yes, I did. I took the liberty and watched some modern SpongeBob for you guys. And I also wanted to see if it lived up to its name, being awful and all that crap, because I had been hearing all around that modern SpongeBob wasn't that good. And so I decided to take the liberty and watch four episodes. Four. Just for you guys. Some of them I only seen the beginning, and some of them I didn't even get through because I really did not like how it was going, and decided to say, screw this. So, anywho. The first episode I had watched was called SpongeBob in Random Land. And this is the episode that is infamous for having basically Squidward suicide in the episode. And yes, I live in the U.S., so I did see the original broadcast. And, so the synopsis is SpongeBob and Squidward have to take this order to a place called Random Land. And how to get there, you gotta basically do random things. And it was weird. Like, it was new to me. I had never seen them use animation like that, because I have not watched SpongeBob in, like, I don't know, 3-4 years. And, they went to Random Land to deliver this order. And did you deliver it towards the end of the episode? Spoiler. And, the thing that was great about it, like, the episode wasn't bad. I'll say that was the one that, like, it wasn't too bad. I didn't really care too much about it, but it wasn't, like, awful. Unlike the other three that I had to see. The next episode I had to watch was called SpongeBob's Habit, and it was a very, it's like gross out. If you ever watched Ren and Stimpy, it was gross out, because SpongeBob had this nail chewing problem, and I said, this is new, the series has not gone in this direction, unless you count the splinter, which was also gross out, and it was weird, because he's chewing on his nails the entire episode. And I said, that's disgusting. And, but I'm watching it. And he goes to this therapist towards the end of the episode. For those who haven't seen it, just, it's a lot of spoilers, this podcast episode's gonna be. But, I bet by now you already can tell, so who cares. So he sees this therapist who is basically a hand, and he chews the nail of it. And I said this, ew. Just ew. It reminded me of the splinter, but much worse. And I did not like the episode. Next episode, basically, I did not see the title card because I had walked out of the room because I had to go eat my lunch because I was hungry. The next episode I had seen was basically SpongeBob and Patrick find their mini-me's. And I guessing by the time I came back in and seen the rest of it, they treated them like absolute trash. And I'm like, and to me, that's the one I was like, no, I don't like modern SpongeBob. Just by seeing that one episode, plus the other three. And I said, no. Just like, no. And here might be the one episode that I've been seeing memes about, where SpongeBob turns into other people. And I had not actually personally seen that episode because I really didn't care, but I'd seen the memes about it around the time it came out. And I disliked towards the end because he turned to Squidward, and it reminded me back to those memes, and I said, oh my god, SpongeBob was never big on continuity. So if they were doing that, then that's not right. Plus, they did something in the Mini-Me episode that, like, drove me insane. It just made me mad. Because, one part, Patrick goes to SpongeBob and says, oh, aren't you gonna go steal the Krabby Patty formula? Or something like that. And he's like, no, that's Plankton. That's continuity right there. In my opinion. Because usually nobody ever brings it up except maybe Mr. Krabs in most episodes in the earlier seasons. And Just the animation made me not want to watch it. I like the older animation, The newer animation's just way too smooth, way too fast. Anyway, the fourth episode was like something grandmom. And I didn't even want to finish watching that episode because it was absolute trash. So basically, Plankton's grandma is reaching her 90th birthday. And she's like, oh, you said by my 90th birthday, you'd own the Krusty Krab. But the only thing that annoyed me about this episode is he did not want to own the Krusty Krab. He wanted the Krabby Patty secret formula. That's the entire plot to Plankton. And that was something I remember from a very young age, ever since I was a little kid. And I know for a fact, I was like, he never wanted to own that restaurant. He just wants that Krabby Patty secret formula to get his business better. So, where the heck did all this hoopla come from? And I just turned it off right after the middle of the episode because I was like, that's just, it just, no, just no. So yes, technically I did torture myself watching these things, and it was awful. And I never want to see it again. There was a few episodes I remember liking from earlier seasons, like, there was one, I always liked Squirrel Jokes, that was an episode that was great, and all that. So no, I don't hate SpongeBob as a whole. No. So before anybody goes, Emo Dragon hates SpongeBob. I don't hate SpongeBob. I just hate modern SpongeBob. I grew up on SpongeBob. You could ask anyone in my family. I was literally the biggest fan child of SpongeBob when I was a really little kid. So no, I don't hate SpongeBob. I just hate modern SpongeBob. And Steven Hillenburg wanted the show to end, actually. If you never knew this, Steven Hillenburg actually wanted the show to end right after the movie. But Nickelodeon, being a piece of crap they are, stupid Viacom, wanted to continue it going. And they're trying to make a spinoff called Camp Coral. And from Mr. Paul Tibbett himself, he said that Steve would have hated this. And I know Steve would have hated modern SpongeBob as well. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Goodbye. Legendary Emo Dragon Show!